In this bulletin, the final report from the Aged Care Royal Commission handed to the Governor-General. Victoria records two new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. And in sport, crowds of up to 50,000 people allowed at Victorian AFL games this season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The final report from the Aged Care Royal Commission has been handed to the Governor-General, but it's not expected to be made public until next week. The two-year inquiry heard stories of neglect and mismanagement, with its interim report recommending a complete overhaul of the system. The sector, which is predominantly funded by the Commonwealth, has come under increased scrutiny during the pandemic, with 685 aged care residents dying from COVID-19. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government will review the report over the weekend and provide an interim response next week.
There are clear issues that we need to respond to, including the sustainability of the sector as Australians age, and also the home care packages, the demand that we're seeing in home care, workforce issues, governance issues, and ensuring that those private providers are staying in the marketplace, offering those services as well. So there are lots of complex issues. Very serious as well.
The remains of a missing Sydney woman, Melissa Caddick, have been found on the New South Wales south coast. The 49-year-old disappeared last November, a day after the Australian Securities and Investments Commission executed a search warrant on her Dover Heights home. The financial analyst was being investigated for stealing millions of dollars from more than 60 investors. Assistant Commissioner Mick Willing says a decomposed foot was found in the water near Tathra on Sunday and matched to a DNA sample of Miss Caddick last night.
Exactly how Melissa came to enter the water is still a mystery and will be subject of ongoing investigations by the Strike Force team. And police have always kept an open mind in relation to what the circumstances were for her disappearance, including the fact that Melissa may have taken her own life. However, a definitive decision in relation to the manner, time and cause of death is a matter for the coroner.
Listeners seeking mental health support and information can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636. Victoria has recorded two new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Both people are primary close contacts of pre-existing cases and have been quarantining during their infectious period. Restrictions are easing from midnight, with 30 people allowed at homes, 100 outdoors and 75% capacity returned to work. Masks will only need to be worn in high-risk settings. Grand Chief Sir Michael Somare has died aged 84, just weeks after being diagnosed with advanced pancreatic cancer. Sir Michael led PNG into independence from Australia in 1975 and served as Prime Minister of the Pacific country in four separate stints over 17 years. His family says he died in the early hours of this morning after being admitted to hospital in Port Moresby a week ago. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has expressed his sorrow at the news in a tweet.
Vale Grand Chief Sir Michael Somare, founding father of democratic and independent Papua New Guinea, and a great friend to Australia. My heartfelt condolences to his family, Prime Minister Marape, and the people of PNG. Australians stand with you in this time of sadness. May he rest in peace.
In the AFL, a crowd of up to 50,000 will be allowed into the MCG for the opening game of the season, with the Victorian government increasing the capacity of spectator numbers at sporting events to 50%. Richmond will host Carlton on March the 18th in front of what will be the biggest crowd at an event in Victoria since the Women's 2020 World Cup final last March. AFL boss Gillon McLachlan has thanked Premier Daniel Andrews for allowing fans back to the football. And now for today's weather. Perth, cloud clearing 32. Adelaide, partly cloudy 24. Melbourne, mostly cloudy 19. Hobart, a few showers 20. Canberra, sunny 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy 24. Sydney, much the same 26. Newcastle, similar conditions 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy 32. Cairns, a few showers 30. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.